Republicans and Democrats have many differences these days, but they're uncannily similar in terms of party structure. In every state, party activists elect a chairperson who's in charge of rallying the troops, recruiting candidates, encouraging fundraising efforts, and keeping various interest groups happy. These are jobs that take a lot out of anyone doing them. Normally, state party chairs last 2 years, maybe four. But in Michigan, Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer has been on the job for 18 years now and wants a 10th two-year term. He is, as far as his own job goes, an ultimate survivor. 10 years ago, he managed to skillfully fend off Jennifer Granholm's attempt to replace him with her own party chair. For a while, Democrats had an awkward system of two party chairs, but Brewer quickly outmaneuvered the other man, who soon was forced out. Over the years, Brewer's had an uncanny ability to avoid being harmed by debacles, such as the year when his hand-picked candidate for governor turned out to be so lackluster he was defeated in the primary by Jeffrey Figer. Yet now Mark Brewer's in trouble. Labor unions were the force that have kept him in his job all these years, and now two big ones have turned against him. The Democrats will elect a chair at their convention in Detroit February 23rd, and the United Auto Workers and the Teamsters have reportedly told Brewer they won't support him for another term. They haven't said why, at least not openly, but they can't be pleased that Brewer failed to get out the votes needed to pass the constitutional amendment that would have protected collective bargaining rights by putting them in the state constitution. Nor are the unions happy that the Republicans were able to steamroll right to work through the lame duck legislature in a single day. There have been other complaints about Brewer as well. Too often he's said to have discouraged the party from nominating candidates with more of an independent cast of mind. It's an open secret he didn't want Democrats to nominate Bridget McCormick for the Supreme Court last fall. They did anyway. She won. His two candidates lost badly. And now the new justice has no love for the party chairman. Other Democrats have been troubled by the party's tendency to squander large sums in bizarre ways, as when Brewer spent large sums to get a huge amendment on the ballot 5 years ago that would have rewritten 1/7 of the state constitution. Judges promptly tossed it off for being too broad, something you might have thought that Brewer, who has a law degree from Stanford, might have known. Now, it's still possible Brewer may survive. The Michigan Education Association, the state's main teachers union, is still in his corner, as are a lot of local party activists across the state. But for the first time in a long time, there appears to be an attractive candidate to succeed him, Lon Johnson, a skilled fundraiser with close ties to the Obama administration. What everyone knows is that nothing lasts forever. The oldest form of term limits are elections. And next month, we'll find out whether Democrats think 18 years of Mark Brewer is enough.